What's up, everybody? Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in. It is 8 o'clock p.m., January 17, 2013. I am excited, man. This is, I think, my first show of the year. I don't even know, man. I've been so busy, swamped. For those of you who know, this is Los Angeles, California, Hollywood. I'm live from the Sugar Shack. You understand what I'm saying? Doing my show, man, and pilot season, man, is every year for actors and entertainers to get it on and do their thing out here in L.A., man. And I've been hustling, man, making quite a name for myself for some years. You know, I've been getting it out there, doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that, independent stuff, you know what I'm saying, making things happen, booking CSI, you know what I'm saying, booking a commercial here and there, you know, just, you know, got a little part in Gangsta Squad, you know what I'm saying, really, really putting it down and getting it on, man. And I just want to say to all the people that support me, man, I love you, and I appreciate your belief in me, and I appreciate everything that y'all do, man, to just continue to keep me motivated to continue to do what I'm doing, man. I'm having such a blessed life right now, man. You know, my daughter's 10 months old now, Ducey, you know, Sophia Marcelina Smith. She's 10 months, y'all, getting ready to be a year in a second. I can't believe, like, getting ready to plan her her first birthday party. That's amazing. It's a lot of stuff going on, man, you know, in the world right now. I know y'all heard about the 2012 thing, and people was like, is the world going to end? And it didn't end, and people keep feeling like this and that. I'm going to just say this, man. Just remember and keep in mind, all y'all, that there's something and someone bigger than each and every one of us walking this planet, and we all can make certain type of predictions and may think this and that. And I do believe in a way that the world did change. It did make a somewhat of a paradigm shift. But as far as the world ending, this is the world we live in, and if and when it does end, it'll be like you never even knew you was here, because this is what people have to realize. Don't spend too much time in the past. Don't spend too much time in the future. Be mindful and accepting, and find pleasure in what your current gift is, and that's the present, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I try to live in the present every day of my life, man. I just came from the gym, y'all, and had an amazing, amazing workout. I want to give a few shout-outs, man. My week has been real busy. Jay Wazinski, my man over there with Indie Power, man. There's some big stuff going on with the Indie Summit, y'all. Shout-out to my frat brother, Mike Wash. Shout-out to my main man, V Dollars, man, doing his thing, you know, getting covers ready. You know, Handsome Life is about to come too, y'all, so get ready for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to push my Handsome Life mixtape. It's been a long time coming. I got so much footage here. Y'all finna drop a DVD by Valentine's Day. Just excited about all the things I got going on, you know, auditioning like crazy. Shout out to my agent, man. They making things happen over there for me. You know, a lot of people have just been supporting me, and I'm really, really amped and excited about so many upcoming things. Today's show is actually it's a show to honor the veterans that that just do their thing, man. Homeless veterans, you know, veterans that are disabled. I have a show that's coming up on January 19th. Got my boy Reza, man. He's actually one of my favorite comedians. He's of Arab descent. He's really fun to work with, man. He's a lot of fun. Going to be doing some sketches with me. Also, a comedian that every time I get a show, I always put her on this show. This lady she's beautiful. She's talented. She's sexy. She's smart. She's witty. And she's one of the spitfire's funniest comedians that's on the circuit right now, man. Shout out to Ramona Stevens. That show is going to be off the hinges. And last but not least, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, a game player in this game of stand-up comedy, comedian Big Wheezy, man. Loving Big Wheezy, man, for what he does, man. You know, that brother puts it down, man. He lays it down, man. He gets down his crown, man. He's a go-getter. He's a hustler, man, and he really, really makes things happen. So I want to shout him out, man, and just make sure y'all stay tuned. My homegirl, Lakeisha Harris, she's actually been on Blog Talk with us before, but she's actually going to be my co-host on Sunday nights. We're going to get back into the relationship thing. I did a relationship segment a while with my other co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez, wishing her all the best, you know what I'm saying? But she's busy right now, so won't be able to host the show with me. But I got to give major love to my girl Keisha for stepping in. Keisha just started venting on Facebook, y'all. And it's like, this is how things happen. You know, this is my podcast. I do it live from the Sugar Shack, you know. And sometimes I see people put certain interesting things on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. It might be something interesting, you know. And so what I do is I try to, you know, divulge in that to to discuss it. You know what I'm saying? That's what this podcast is for. That's what I try to do. As people know, I'm a comedian, actor, producer. Oh, man, I got to give shouts out, man. I keep going, you know, with, and every time I'm just flowing, y'all, I'm thinking of people that just have just supported me, man. Dawn Whitaker, that's Yo-Yo's sister, man. Dawn has just been amazing. You know, she's doing her major thing, management. She's messing with Young Kino. They got some stuff going on. Also, Miss Shanta Gibson, Tyrese's sister, she's just doing, like, some amazing things out there in Texas and whatnot. We cast a project a couple weeks ago for a Webby I'm going to be doing. It's called Rock and Shell. It's going to be amazing. And we had a very amazing moment at the casting, y'all. It's like we read the script that I wrote, and it really gave me confidence as a writer and director, because when I directed it and wrote it and the actors acted it out, man, it was just amazing. Everybody in the audience was floored. And shout out to my girl Jennifer Renee too. Jennifer doing something big. I'm gonna shout her out and tell y'all what she got going on. She's competing for some stuff, so we gonna get in that. So I want to give all my pokes out. You know, ladies, how I do. I gotta poke y'all before I rock y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute, man. It's about to go down. So let me read the names of these lovely young ladies that ensure that they tap me on the shoulder with that little poke, and I just want to say I appreciate it, ladies, and we're going to go and get that done, and then from there, we're going to go get it on with our entertainers, you know what I'm saying, with our comedians, man, and check in and see what's going on with them. Judith, Sylvia, oh, yes, and ladies, remember, I always say the first name, never say the last, because I don't want to get you in no trouble. Judith, Sylvia, Chevette, Carmen, Desma, Ann, Shirley, Michelle, Tambisa, and Simone. That's on my comedian page. Now I got to go over to artistically because, you know, I got ladies hitting me like, Trey, you know, you be poking me on this. You know, you never poke me. And I always poke you, and I had to realize I have two pages. So in order to keep everybody happy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to keep every, you know, all my ladies poked. I got to make sure that I poke from both pages, you feel me? So it is what it is. I got to do what I got to do, baby. Oh, yeah, and I'm getting comments on my picture, man. Y'all check me out artistically, Facebook.com or artistically, Trey Love. Or you can catch me on Twitter, Trey Loveism, man. I just posted a pic from the gym, and that's fresh out the gym, y'all. I'm telling you, man, I'm putting it down out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody playing with y'all, man. You know, it's one life to live, and I'm going to live mine completely and totally to the fullest, and give everything to this handsome life that I possibly got. Because at the end of it, I believe heaven is just memories. You know what I'm saying? I believe that what heaven is once you get there, you sit back and you reflect on a well-spent life. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to be to my frat brothers out there. Speaking of frat brothers, man, shout out to Mike Wash, man. Mike doing big, big, major things, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to my main man, Born Determined, man. That's one of my favorite artists, man. The brother, he just a go-getter, man. Got that good heart, man. Got that longevity in him, man, going hard in the paint, man. So shout out to him on that. Here go the ladies from the second page. Shannon, Goddess, Queenie, Alexandra, Faustina, Leah, Simone, Portia, Leoti. That's a pretty name. I bet I'm saying it wrong, but that's a pretty name, honey. Stephanie, Sonia, Nisha, and Angelica. And to all you ladies for taking the time out of your life to spend some time with me, you have been poked. Now, you about to get rocked.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock,
I'm a rock.
You know you sing on the beat, right?
She's my way, she's like my style.
order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I want more. Make your body shake and quiver, good loving, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky. I got lube. Don't be crude. Act all true. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow? Want me fast? It doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Plus hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas her. Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit Works Entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good. I love it. Hollywood.
game. How you gonna survive? It's like pooping on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Try to tell me
what you take that you can't hear.
Sick.
Loud and alone, not touching you.
Sure, you want this, baby. You become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi. Blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroin's following Marilyn. Hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Most addictive drug in the world.
What the fame? You want the life.
Yo, y'all heard it. Jay say it's the most addictive drug in the world. Hollywood, baby. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get the name, the fame, you know what I'm saying? The claim, trying to see yourself in lights, you know what I mean? Well, hey, I can't even front. I guess you can call me Mr. Hollywood number one because I'm addicted to it, man. You know, I was just thinking the other day. I was chopping it up with an old school comedian friend of mine, man, a buddy who, you know, kind of had the same similarities, the same struggle that I've had, you know what I'm saying? Up and down in life, you know, in this business, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson even had ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? Richard Pryor had ups and downs, and those are the greatest who have ever even attempted to do this thing called entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I just used both of those as an example. And just want to put it out there, what we were, you know, kind of laughing with each other about was, you know, there was a time when, you know, man, when I had that national commercial running, man, them checks was coming in good. I mean, booking all over the country, you know what I mean, making major cake, I mean, making money, you know what I'm saying, enough money that, you know, you could change your life with that kind of money, buy houses, mortgages, you know what I'm saying, doing pretty good for myself, you know, and then you go on that one audition and you don't get that part and you'd be like, all right, cool, and then, you know, the producer or the school or the promoter hits you and then they say, hey, man, we're going to have to cancel that show, dang, and the next thing you know, 6 months done went by, a year went by, and you don't have nothing, and then you feel washed up. You have to be strong mentally to be able to deal with that. But here's my key to success. You have to remember, you have to, first of all, change with the times. That's number one. And number two, you have to remember that cream always rises to the top. So you got to stay out there, stay grounded, stay down and dirty, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm really grateful for days like today, because I look back, forth, and through my career, and at this point it's a blessing because of the stability that I'm able to maintain and where I'm going futuristically just looks so wonderful. But I do admit, y'all, I got a little complacent, you know what I'm saying? Me and my buddy was talking about it. You know, I won't mention his name, of course, but, you know, he was saying, you know, it's beautiful when you're walking through the mall and, you know, you go in places and people say, hey, ain't you that dude from TV? And you be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then you really that MF. And then when you go to the mall and to the flea market and, you know, ain't nobody even looking at you, you know what I mean? Because, again, your time is coming past, but you have to have a certain spiritual foundation and have a certain grounding. And one thing I've learned through my career, and that's why, again, I'm doing this show that I'm doing today and doing the show that I'm doing with these brothers of mine that are on the line right now on the 19th, is it's time to give back, man. It's the time to give back to the ones that personally couldn't afford to come to a comedy show that don't have a car. We're performing at the Veterans Hospital, y'all, this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be myself, Trey Love, as the host. I'm going to have, again, like I said, one of my favorite comedians. Actually, all of these guys are my favorite comedians. I can't even front and say this one is my favorite or that one's my favorite because I love comedians. I love comedy. So, you know, these are my brothers in arms, so to speak, in this life, in this business. You know, we are somewhat of a frat, but, you know, again, my main man Reza gonna be there holding it down, man, blessing the stage, blessing the mic. I actually booked this brother a few times when I was hosting, producing my show at Flappers in Claremont, and that's where, like, I just fell in love with his comedy style, real laid back, real chill, and I'll let him tell you some more about his life, but he actually started comedy after breaking up with a girlfriend, man. It's a real funny story, but the dude has all the makings of a big major game. And be on the lookout for this dude, man, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to see me some places, and trust me, anywhere I can put this brother on, I'm going to put him on and put him right there with me, man. Excellent cat, wonderful dude, and his work ethic speaks for itself. That's another thing that just really makes me know that this guy is really going to go places in his business because of his work ethic. The next comic, y'all, who's going to be on the set with me is, man, this dude is like, when I say like if you had a best friend, he's like right in the book. You know what I'm saying? You look at the best friend in the dictionary. This guy's right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Big Weezy, man, one of my favorite comics, man. I mean, I love this dude. What, see, there I go with that favorite again. Somebody's going to feel slighted. See, that's like having kids and saying, you know, you my favorite child, and then all the other siblings are like, well, what the hell? That's why my brother and sister don't like me now, because I was my mama's favorite. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know? But again, one of my favorite comedian friends, man, like I said, and kind of a best friend and somebody you really want on your team, somebody that's a confidant, somebody that always has something good to say. He lives life. He's a human being. He's a wonderful brother, man. Big Weezy's going to be in the building, man. I'm telling you, we're going to slam dunk for these veterans, man. And I'm honored to be able to do this for these veterans, man. This is just, whew, I'm blown with this right now. And definitely, last and assuredly not least, I mean, straight up, I can say this. One of my truly favorite female comedians, friends. This lady is a powerhouse. She's not only attractive, she's witty, she's smart. She's intelligent. She's a mother. She work hard. She do her thing. You know what I'm saying? I chose her to headline the show the way I chose her to headline before, because this lady here, to me personally, it's just my opinion, one of the most underrated super talents of our time, man. And, you know, being in L.A., I see so many talented people and so many entertaining and funny comics, man. And I say to myself, like, because, again, a person who's traveled, been in Chicago, New York, L.A., Atlanta, Texas, you know what I'm saying? My resume speaks for itself. I've done the whole country, you know what I mean, even overseas. And to see the wealth of talent that's here, right here in Los Angeles, man, it's like if I could just get a plane, man, and, you know, just get a private jet and take some of these folks with me, man, and go light some of these cities up, I would. And this is one of the ladies I know for a fact is going to kill it, not only at my show, but every time you see her, man, y'all pay attention because she's going to kill it. Go to www.treylove.com. Right now, check out my site, man. Show me some love, you know what I mean? Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to play a song for a second, and then I'm going to come. Nah, matter of fact, I ain't even going to play no music. I'm going to just go ahead and start with my boy, man. He's the first one to call in, you know what I'm saying? He's like that dude that, you know what I mean, first in, first out, you know what I'm saying? True soldier, man. I want y'all to give it up. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, my friend and yours, comedian Reza. Rez. What's up, Rez?
You are too sweet. Can I just say that? You are just... although I am going to make you fight for all of our affection and pick your favorite. That's going to happen.
I love it. I love it.
Do we have to go the other way and we all fight it out like Hunger Games and whichever is left standing gets all of your love?
Oh, nah. I wouldn't even make y'all do it like that, man. Everybody knows that. My love. And when I say it, man, it's sincere. And it comes from the heart, man, because... having worked with you guys, man, it's just been an amazing run, man. 2012 was a really good run, man. I had an opportunity to work with yourself and even all the other comedians that are on the show with me on the 19th, man. And I just want to thank you for taking your time out, man, to do this for these veterans, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. It's going to be definitely fun. Like, I've done a couple of things similar to this before, like benefit shows for troops and stuff, and it's always a good time. And like you said, it's fun to do something nice for other people every once in a while just for a change, just, like, give them something to enjoy, you know, instead of, like, just everything being shitty all the time.
exactly, man. Hey, what I wanted to chop it up with you about and just put it on out there and let the people know, you are going to be one of the major cast members for my webisode, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I do appreciate that very much. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be bananas, man. Like, I've been – we did a casting, man, and I know you couldn't make it to the casting. Weezy, me and Weezy got something written that's crazy for this Webby, too, and I actually want to use – it's funny because the comedians – I was just talking before I brought you on the line. The comedians that I'm meeting, You know what I mean? You guys are just so talented and so focused. It's like I personally, for myself, I cannot sit and allow that talent not to be honed. So what I'm going to do, here's my plan. We are going to get on this webisode, man. We're going to push it. We're going to get these numbers high. And when we go on the road, that's going to bring some familiarity. So that way people kind of know, oh, yeah, Rez, I saw you in Trey Love's, you know, webisode. You know, so that's the kind of – that's the reason why I'm doing it. And those are the things that I'm working for futuristically. So, again, it's that unselfish play. It's not all about me. It's about us collectively. You know what I mean?
So basically, you're Nick Fury and you're forming the Avengers of comedy.
Well, you know what? When Ramona was on, she said you like the owner of the Lakers. So, I mean, I guess if that's what how y'all want to, you know, pin me, then I guess, you know what I do? I will go on and accept that. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
but, dude, you can be Jerry West and you're putting together an all-star team, whatever metaphor you want to use.
Yeah, however they want to say it. You know, that's the way I play it. Cause, and I'm having a, man, you just don't even know, Rez. When I say I'm having a ball doing this, man, I mean, life is pretty darn handsome right now. I really, really can't complain, man. And this show is going to be dynamite, man.
I definitely agree with you, man. I've been, like, meeting a lot of good people. I got, like, a lot of good opportunities and shows coming up. And, like, everything I've done with you has always been fun and turned out well. Like, I love working with you. So this show is going to be, like you said, really fun. It should be awesome.
Appreciate that, man. What just real quick, what can my my veterans, you know, because I got a couple people listening on the line, what can my vets expect from you on Saturday?
Oh, they can expect a very scared Muslim kid that's not very intimidating to be in a room full of armed forces members.
A scared Muslim kid. Y'all, tell me I didn't book the hell out of this show.
I'm going to try my best to not get, like, sent to Guantanamo is really what I'm going to try to do.
Well, look here, man. We're looking forward to having a blast, man. We're going to cut to a little music, then we're going to come back with another guest. But stay on the line with us, man. We're going to chop it up. And I got a young lady on the line, too, who's going to talk to all my guests. She's a really, really great friend of mine and a supporter of Handsome Life. Shakiz, I'll see you over there, and we're going to put you on the line and have a good time. So right now, we're going to play a little music, y'all, and we're going to come back. It's 8:26 p.m., January 17, 2013. It's going down. Handsome Life Radio, y'all, and stay tuned for much, much more.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.
Tell them hoes, bow, bow, bow to me, drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping cones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I could hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment, I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.
This is my moment.
I waited all
oh my
life, I could tell it's time.
You know, y'all, when I was standing backstage in 2002, I had my mama's picture in my pocket, right? And I looked out at that crowd from behind the curtain, you know? And I knew that it was my time. That was BET's Comic View. Caliente season, y'all. My first television appearance. When I been hit that stage, y'all. And what I knew. That was my time. Shout out to Nicki Minaj doing her thing all the way to American Idol. Shout out to people like Monique, who I knew before. Ended up on the Oscars with ended up getting the Oscar on the Parker. Shout out to people like Cat Williams that I knew when they was just doing Comic View. Shout out to Cedric the Entertainer that started out on BET's Comic View. Y'all don't understand, man. Shout out to my boy, Finesse Mitchell, man. I've seen so many careers just blow up, but what I've learned is these people, they stay down, they stay humble, they stay dirty, they stay grinding, and that's what you got to do. Even Mike Epps, man. Remember Mike Epps from back in the days when I was doing comedy out there in New York? Shout out to Tina Graham, man. It's a long road, and people say it's hard. When you're doing what you love, it's the labor of love. It ain't nothing hard about it. You know what I'm saying? Ask Reason. He'll tell you how much fun he having. Tell him, Reason.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, if it's something that you actually enjoy doing, you don't consider it work. It's just you enjoy what you do all the time.
Yep. And next brother I'm bringing to the stage. Hold on, I got to find this brother's song. Have you worked – I know you've worked with Big Weezy before, right?
I may have, but I'm not sure. I can't remember if I have, but I do know the name, and I know he's a very funny dude.
And he's somebody to get connected with because there's something about this brother. I swear, he'll tell you a joke. Like, as soon as he met me, the first time I met him, I've been doing comedy 15 million years. As soon as I met this brother, I was like, I got to get this dude a card. It was so funny, man, because, I mean, I swear, he looks important. You know what I'm saying? Bodyguardish, kind of important. And I'm going to play a little bit of this song, and then I'm going to bring him on air. And then from there, man, we're going to have my girl, one of my biggest supporters, man, a friend, a true friend and confidant. Shaquise gonna be on the line, but let me jam a little bit. This is what goes out to you, Weezy. Before I bring you to the line, the people need to know who you are. This song is out to Weezy, y'all.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce, purple black, I'm Geechy House. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Geechy House. Rosé. That's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny, you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the I'm the fucking star. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking star.
Yeah, that's another one I got the honor and pleasure of spending some time with before he blew up. My main man, Ricky Rose, man. People saying a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? But I pray for the brother's safety, and he's doing his thing. But with no more time to waste, my big main of comedy, man, you know what I'm saying? Big Weezy is in the building. Big Weezy, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you feeling over there today, man?
I am fine, Trey Heaven. Thank you for inviting me back to Handsome. What do you call it again? Handsome what?
Handsome what?
Just call it good nigga looking radio. This is good nigga looking radio. All the good looking niggas come on this show and talk, man. How you doing, man?
Man, blessed and good looking.
Absolutely. You know, it's just fantastic. And I know I'm not like one of the good looking niggas because, you know, people who see me, they know I got that big tumor on the back of my neck. You know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, you know, and it takes a special woman to, you know, really love me. Because, you know, it's not like I'm gliding across the street or something. And the woman says, oh, my God, girl, check that nigga out. He's got that tumor. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for a nigga with a tumor like that all my life. I got to get this motherfucker's phone number. Oh, my God, the things I can do with that tumor. Oh, I can ride that shit all night long. That really doesn't happen to me. So I'm happy to be on good looking nigga radio. That's the damn show.
Hey, you hear all this madness reason? Like, what can I do with that tumor? And I'm going to tell you, man, we actually have a special call-in. I'm going to kick Ramona's butt. I know she couldn't make it. Ramona's probably at work, but that's our headliner for the show. But we actually have a very special friend of mine, man. He's actually one of the grinders out here, man. I'm telling you, this dude, you be watching TV, the news, all that, man. I'm talking one of LA's finest, man. And he actually has a one-man show, and we're going to be performing together February 7th at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. He's in the building, so I'm finna light it up, man. And me and my comedian friends are about to have some fun. Hold on. Let me get him some music. Reason.
Yeah.
I just wanted to holler at you, make sure you was there. Weezy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to holler at you, make sure you was there.
I'm here, baby.
Hey, this is how we going to do it for my man. This dude, he always stay turned up. So we going to do this for him, y'all. Stevie Mac, y'all, get ready, because here he come, y'all.
Jamming my music live. Don't fall. It's a game.
Long-term relationships from Reza to Weezy to Stevie Mac, these gentlemen are two things. They're professional and they're funny. And in my book, that's going to bring money. Y'all don't hear me.
Hey, man, I was sitting up here listening to Weezy. What's up, Big Weezy?
Oh, my God, Stevie Mac. I don't know. Listen, if anyone has not seen this man's one-man show, you are missing out on one fantastic evening. I remember when you invited me, and I think, was it November? I know it was like the last show of 2012.
Yeah.
It is amazing what you have written and done. I was just so impressed with that. I said, shit, I need to go get me some crack so I can write like this.
Hey, Weezy, I said the same thing. Stevie's so damn successful. I said, man, I need to go. I'm going to go through the 12 steps. I'm going to get on drugs so I can get off and get my stuff together.
That's right.
And that's where all the Hollywood meetings are happening at the AA meeting, man.
Funny but true.
All the networking going on. Listen, I was sitting over here listening to Weezy talk about that tumor, man. I was cracking up. I'm like, because we're doing a skit on the 7th of John Lovitz Comedy Club called How to Lose a Date in 10 Minutes. And Weezy, that's it. Just tell them about that tumor. Bitch, is gone in a minute.
What's funny is, I'm going to tell you what's funny, though. What's funny, Stevie, Weezy over here talking that smack. I personally have never seen this brother without a dime or two on his arm. Weezy's one of the comedians that I know. You know how you put people on a show and you say, okay, man, come to the show. No, it be 4 or 5 honeys. Oh, I'm calling. Last time we had the radio show, Stevie, some girl called in. You should have heard her. She said, hey, I'm calling for Weezy. I don't want to talk to nobody but Big Weezy. I was like, damn. So I'm like, he can talk to that too, but you got some fly women swinging off that motherfucker. I tell you that much, dog.
I'm going to tell you what the secret is. The secret is a woman take a look at me and they see my size, right? And they say, ooh, that nigga eats everything. So it just works that way. I mean, I'm not, you know, come on, you know. I mean, just that's just what it is. I'm limited in the bedroom. You know, I can't do doggy style because, you know, shit's in the way. Shit's in the way.
Then look at Weezy. If that nigga paid the way he weigh, I'm about to be rich.
Hello. Already knowing. Hey, Stevie, let me just put a proposition out, man. I know you're a busy man, and we got a show together February 7th, y'all. John Lovitz Comedy Club. Come check me and Stevie out doing our thing again. Shout out to Giselle, Paparazzi Comedy Club. But, Stevie, if you can take the time out your life, man, I really appreciate you, man, and I'm sure the veterans would love it too, man. Why don't you come over and do some time on Saturday, man? I'll make sure I make room for you, bro.
Saturday the 19th, I'm performing at 2 shows already. What time is this show, Saturday?
My show is from 7 to 9. And if you can't make it, it's no problem because, ironically, you know, I've been working with the Veterans Administration. Shout out to Faithful Hopeful on Facebook, y'all. She goes by Faithful Hopeful on Facebook. I won't put her real name out there because she doesn't put it out. But shout out to her for, you know, supporting my shows, believing in me, and giving me this opportunity to showcase. And just so you guys know, this won't be the only showcase. I'm going to continue to do these. So Stevie, I definitely get you on the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely keep me on board, man. I'm in San Gabriel Valley, and then I'm from there to M-Bar right after that. So I'm booked up on the 19th. But I definitely want to be on board with that because, you know what, man, we need to support our veterans. I'm proud of Walmart. I'm behind 100,000 veterans and getting American-made products. So, you know, I'm really with that player.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loving that. Hey, Reeves, man, you want to throw some love in here real quick, man? Just to, man, because you over there and you chilling. Just throw some, hey, and just to tell both of y'all, Weezy and Stevie, Reza actually is of Arab descent, so this is going to be a hell of a lot of fun taking him to a military installation. You know what I'm saying?
That's
going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how much fun it's going to be for him. But we're going to have a good time.
That's pretty much Eric won't get there out of all the comics. He's the only one getting a pat down.
Hey, y'all heard him. As soon as he come in, we're going to pat him down. You know what I'm saying? Check him out and everything.
Don't take this personally, but I'm patting that motherfucker down before we go on the show. Because, you know, right? It happens, and then it's on the news, and then they start interviewing Reza's neighbors, and they're like, well, he was just such a normal guy.
Oh, my God, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. And Reza, oh, my God. They go, oh, he's such a nice guy. He was nice. Oh, God.
He would never known he was going to blow
oh,
up.
Oh, that is hilarious, too. You know what, Reza?
He's not kidding. Like, within, like, 2 weeks after September 11th happened, I got pulled over for, like, going a little over the speed limit. And the cop noticed that I had, like, a prayer book that my parents had given me written in Arabic in my car. Within 5 minutes, there was 8 police cars and 12 different cops talking to me, like, where do you live? Where do you work? Who is your family? What do you do?
Wow.
You know, what's so crazy about that is that's got, all kidding aside, that's just got to be rough, you know? That's just got to be, you know, I'm a little serious that when people just profile you like that, you know? And if I was in your shoes, I'd really be fucking with people. You know, like if I went somewhere and my food wasn't right, when I ordered it, I'd just start saying a prayer.
Oh, I
do. We know what happens when motherfuckers start praying, and there's just some shit about to go down.
Looking to the east. Hey,
sorry.
That's a shame.
I did a show in South Carolina, and the host at the show mentioned I was from Iran, and the entire audience gasped at the same time. They all just took a deep breath. So I went on stage, and I immediately started speaking in broken English and speaking Farsi and pretended like I just got to America, and I did just a couple of jokes about being in, like, from a third world country. I've never seen an entire room full of people look more scared than that moment.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this song is dedicated to Reza, man. Hey, Reza, I know this is how you feel everywhere you go in the United States of America, especially on the 19th, dog. This is how you're going to feel right here, man.
Big Sight, New Hank, Coco, Big Sir, y'all know how this shit go,
you know, all eyes on me,
Buffalo, roll up in the club,
yeah, right. All eyes on me, all eyes on me,
you know what,
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust, so many player hating niggas trying to sound like us, say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's
all
in my
eyes. All eyes on
Reason.
Oh, that's awesome. Here's a fun fact. He and Tupac actually have the exact same birthday 2 years apart.
Hey, whoa. Check it out. They have the exact same birthday. Both of them have Arabic names. This is a trip. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Hey,
we
just to let you
jail in Oakland.
Oh, this is a damn shame. All right, check it out. Y'all, we just was blessed with another special guest, and then I got it. We got another 15 minutes left in the show because my girl, Shaquise, she on the line with me, and I got you, baby. I'm going to let you come in because I know she got a song request. I'm saving that song just for her. But we actually have another special guest that just called in again, Mac, Stevie Mac. It's one of them. Guess who she called for? Guess who she called for?
Who?
Wheezy. You know women don't call. Hey, talking about, oh, answer. But no, they call in for who the women want. Wheezy. Asia, what's up? Holler at the people. Say what's up. Let everybody know what's happening over there on your side of town.
Hey, how y'all doing?
It's
what's up, Wheezy?
What's up?
Oh, my God, that's my girl. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I appreciate you coming. Man, I'm telling you, this woman is unbelievable. She is just one of the best comedians I've ever worked with. I really enjoy working with her. I am so happy that you called in. I know you're so busy and you're working all the time and doing your comedy. It's just fantastic just to know you is so fantastic.
That was so sweet.
See, that's why everybody likes this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how he gets the bitches. Did you see that?
You feel me? I ain't like I ain't even gonna lie. I was gonna take my sweatpants off. Like, man, here.
No, I hope not. You went too far. I can't. No.
I took it way over. It was at 7, and I took it like to 11.
Yeah, and then the fact that you have on sweatpants that you needed to take off too is a little scary as well.
Right, I got you. I just came from the gym, so you know I'm trying to get my fine on.
Good save.
Tied up.
Oh wow! All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all of y'all for calling in, man. Asia, if you want to, please come down to the show on the 19th with Weezy. We're gonna be doing this show. I'm gonna probably be doing it once a quarter because my schedule has taken off. It's really busy, but I do definitely. This is like something I have to do to make sure that my veterans know that, because I'm a veteran myself, and the people that are serving this country and have served this country and ended up with certain type of injuries or just need someone, you know, down on hard times and need someone to talk to and need to feel appreciated, that's what this show is about. So if you want to come down, feel free and come spend some time with us, you know, this Saturday. It's going to be off the chain, okay?
Okay, where's your show? Where's it going to be at?
Veterans Administration Hospital, y'all, is right down. What street is that? If you take Wilshire straight down, right off the 405 and Wilshire. I don't even have an address, but it's the VA hospital.
Wilshire by Sepulveda.
Is this who is that? Stevie Mack?
Stevie Mack's in the building.
Is this the Stevie Mack that was on my food network channels asking a damn on the damn?
This is Chef Joe.
Okay, let me let you know this real quick before we get off here. I'm at home watching reality TV. You know that show where they have people with problem restaurants and they put up hidden cameras? And who do I see? The damn cook chef's jacket buying fake organic photos is Stevie motherfucking Mack. I'm like, of course it would be the nigga on TV tricking the white people, telling them we're buying organic and the shit comes from the store around the corner and we're keeping extra money. I love it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, you know what's funny you say that? Stevie goes so hard, right? I'm sitting up one morning watching the damn news. Who I see in a hula goddamn outfit. I'm like, what? You know how you got to rewind? You know how you got your T-Bow? And you like, what? Man, you know what? MF is doing it. I am so proud of y'all. And you know what? I got a special guest, man. This young lady just wants to show love to all of us. This is not, for me, when people say, like, we have fans, okay, that's one thing. I respect people overseas, people that I've never seen before. But I think that every person that likes any person that's laughed at my jokes, that likes my music, that listens to my show, I don't even say a fan. I consider y'all my friends. So Heavy D said something, God rest his soul in peace. Heavy D said something a long time ago. I saw him perform, and it was like a million of us in the audience, and he said, y'all are my friends. That is my friend and fans. So this young lady right here is a close friend of mine, and like I said, she supports the hell out of this show, man, and she supports me, and supporting me, she supports y'all. So I'm going to let her go live, y'all, and holler at y'all and just show some love. Everybody, let's give Shaquise a warm welcome to Handsome Life Radio. What's up, girl?
Yeah,
welcome. Hey, Happy New Year, my nigga. Oh, Weezy, baby, Weezy, we can do some ways now, won't now. We're going to find something to do with that tumor. Let me lick it, baby. Ways now, won't not. Yes, Happy New Year to you, lovely people. Oh, my God, you guys are making a wave. I love it. I am Shaquise Encourages Peace. My job is to support you. My job is to uplift you. So what I do on a daily is I keep one of the best, most uplifting pages in FB. You know, Look me up, find me, whatever. But I'm here for you. I got you. Okay, love, I'm proud of you, baby. Where that Deucey at?
Deucey in the room. And you know what's crazy, Shaquise? I was trying to do my show, right? Like a lot of people are like, Trey, what happened to your show? When are you going to do your show again? I had to change the time of my podcast because, see, I'm a stay-at-home dad. You know, during the day, if I'm not auditioning or I'm not filming or anything, I'm pretty much home watching Dora the Damn Explorer all damn day. You know what I'm saying? And playing with my daughter and raising her and watching her little teeth come in, trying to feed her something, and she biting the hell out of me. I'm having the time of my life raising my daughter. And, man, I got so many jokes. on being a stay-at-home father, y'all. I mean, this girl is just really lightening my life up. But the thing
that's
is, I try to do my radio show. Say what?
That's where the real shit come from, man, from your real life,
you know?
Experience.
Right.
Exactly. And so I had to change my radio show because I was trying to do my show while she was here thinking, okay, well, she'll be quiet during a nap. I swear, the funniest, the archives of the show, and to everybody listening, check out, like, my last two shows. Check out the archives.
Yes,
you hear me literally
yes.
trying to do a broadcast, and you hear Deuce in the background. I want some. And I'm over like, hey, it was so funny, man. I'm like, oh, she ain't having it. Oh, you think you're going to do your show? So what I've decided to do is change the time on my radio show when her mama get home, or you know, so that way I can do my show in peace because Deuce will be
I'm
up here right now
something.
On the mic.
I'm going to tell you something. As a parent, if you've never been farted on, peed on, throwed up on, or smelled that melodious, funky morning breath, you have not held your child enough.
You know what? You know, okay, you know what? I love that you brought that up because I want to share this with everybody. Asia, you got any kids?
Absolutely not.
Okay, but the way you said it, though, you didn't have to say it with such girth and such,
yes,
such
I don't wanna,
attitude.
I don't,
such.
At this stage, I'm not ready to sacrifice my body for another human being just yet, so I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Sacrifice. Hey, Emily, did y'all hear her use the word sacrifice?
that's a sacrifice, most definitely. I got a few more years of war left in me, and I would like to enjoy them with a nice, sexy body. Thank you.
I am so proud of you for being a real sister right now. Don't ever fake a friend. Be a real sister. I love that in you. I am so proud of you. She said, I got two more years, but I love that. Men will never be able to understand or experience what these women are experiencing. But I'm going to tell you something so funny. I changed my daughter, right? Boom. Oh, here go the part that you're talking about. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you, she's 10 months old now, right, y'all? So she's eating solid foods. So let me just say this. What Shaquise was just talking about, there is something that has come out of her body that is now very, very real. It's no more of that little, you know, you can just wipe it up, you know, express it. No, she's eating food. So when she's eliminating, and I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I had to literally, y'all know the smocks at work, like when a doctor is getting ready to go to surgery, I had to get something to cover up my nose because I was like, I cannot take this. And then one time I had to pamper off of her, right? Boom, I got it off, and I just left her, you know, on the couch for a few seconds to go get the other one. Y'all, she pissed all over the couch. And then she just crawled around like, and looked at me like it was my fault.
It was.
Which obviously it was. Hey, but look at y'all. We only got a few more minutes left in this radio broadcast. Let me let everybody know real quick. January 19th, 2013, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., myself will be hosting a show. Reza will be in the building. Stevie Mac won't be there, but I think Ace is coming. I know for a fact Big Weezy's going to be in the building, and headlining is Ramona. We're going to have a good time, man. It's love. It's something given of yourself to the community. I'm proud of myself and proud to be a veteran myself and proud to be in a position to be able to do something like this, man, because if you're blessed, you should be able to be a blessing to others, man. And to all you comedians and to everyone within the sound of my voice, I want to thank you for just being close and holding me, man, and keeping me uplifted in prayer. Because, y'all, it seems like the days are getting better. And I know why the days are getting better, because of people like everybody that's on this radio show right now, people that are continuing to keep me uplifted. And trust me, I'm keeping you uplifted. So, Shaquise, I'm going to let you go ahead and say this last song I know you want to hear, and then we're going to take it home.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I am Shaquise Encourages, and you're listening to Handsome Life Radio. I want to take everybody home with a little Trey Gang, baby.
Yeah.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey Game on, on, on. 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 Get your Trey Game on.
To get your Trey Game on, you got to grind. redefine. Look at the whole world and Satan's mind. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3T. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My trait love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your trait game on, on, on. Get your trait game on, on, on. Get your trait game on, on, on. Get your trait game on, on, on. Get your trait game on.
Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on. That's a shout out, man, from me to you. A message from the creator above to all y'all. Shout out to Stevie Mac for showing love, calling in. Brother, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you for kicking butt in Hollywood. Shout out to Asia for showing love, coming through. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my main man, Big Wheezy, man, coming through, sliding through, man. It's going to be an amazing show. Shout out to the Iranian Reza, who's going to be coming through, man, on a lot more stuff, man. We're going to take this show on the road, man, do some military installations and have a heck of a lot of fun. And also shout out to one of my main and closest friends, Miss Shaquise Increase the Peace. Y'all catch us, man. Sunday is going down. We're going to have another relationship segment. Like I said, it's going to be a new format, myself and Lakeisha Harris. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy has been in, and I'm out.